the freedom of the power of the new nature is incredible. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful for the day that I not only was born again, spirit-filled, but met a man, Pastor Dave Roberson, that began to teach us on how important it was to meditate the Word of God and to keep everything in contextual order so that we did not make the Word say something that it did not say. If you listen to a lot of the church and teachings in the church, you can, and I'm not saying this to condemn anybody or to condemn other pastors, but you can begin to mark where they are doctrinally based on if they teach a lesson out of Romans chapter 7, that'll let you know where they're at. That's the telltale sign. Paul said some things in 7 that is so often misconstrued. He said that for the good that I would, I do not, and the evil which I would not, that do I. And if you've not meditated 5, 6, and 7 all the way to 8, it's easy to take those verses and say that is a Christian that's having problems with his flesh. And it's no further from the truth. It's not a Christian having problems with his flesh. It's Paul is in chapter 7 identifying with a man under the law that's not yet born again, trying to keep the law. And you can't keep the law unless he that has fulfilled the law is living on the inside. Amen. Hallelujah. So the transition that he makes from 7 to 8 is there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Hallelujah. Somebody said, oh, thank God there's no condemnation in my sin. No, that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about that there's no condemning sentence. It's like Pastor Dave used to say, a gavel came down in heaven the moment that Jesus set us free. And now sin no longer has the power to have dominion over you. There's no condemning sentence. It cannot control you. You say, well, it did last week, or, you know, when I had a few choice words to say. Well, no, it didn't. Well, yes, it did. It felt like it did. Well, no, it didn't. Why? Because what do we say when we say, I did it because I what? I wanted to. And the amazing part is that the part of you that is the decision maker, you know, Solomon said in the word, I think it was Ecclesiastes, he said, I've seen us incredible, and I won't have, it's paraphrasing, I won't have this exactly right. He said, I've seen a travesty in the earth. Servants on horses and princes walking. And what he's saying is that at times, you know, the prince, the one that is supposed to be mounted on the horse is the spirit man. He's the man that where the Holy Spirit builds us up on our most holy faith, praying in other tongues. And if we do that, then the chances increase incredibly that every moment that we have a moment of weakness to the flesh, that the one that is sitting on the decision-making process in our life, which is the spirit man, the spirit person on the inside of you, that is strong in Christ and has no condemning sentence, Ephesians says that you have been made in righteousness and true holiness from the moment of creation. Hallelujah. So how do we keep that person strong? We keep that person strong praying in the Holy Ghost and meditating the Word of God. It gives the Spirit no pleasure to allow the flesh any ability to sin. There's no condemning sentence. We always have the authority to stand up in Christ. Romans, I could have told you to turn there. You can turn there because it's good to always look at the Word of God. Go to Romans chapter 1, or chapter 8. Hallelujah, Jesus. Chapter 8, verse 1. How many of you love the Word of God? Thank God for revelation knowledge and for the power of the Holy Spirit to take us there, help us to understand. Verse 1 of chapter 8 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." You could say there is no ability for sin to reign any longer in us who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. And we, you know, what we need to do is to go back sometime soon, and for people that are coming in is to help start maybe in 5, 6, and 7, differentiate once we get to this chapter and show big S versus little s in the Spirit. I will say that this morning is that when you look at Scripture and the word Spirit comes up, unless it says Holy Spirit, there is no way to differentiate whether it's talking about your spirit or the Holy Spirit. It's the word pneuma. So you have to take it in context. I think it's verse 16 before the Holy Spirit is ever really mentioned in this verse. The Spirit of God that it's talking about is the born-again Spirit, the Spirit that you got of God, that came of God, from God. "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus," that is that born-again nature that came into your spirit, the nature came in, that's the life, but when that life came in, it fully birthed a born-again spirit, completely born of God, wall to wall, finger to finger, toes to toes. You have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit came in, birthed you, and then once you were born again, that life brought forth the fullness of a born-again spirit. "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." This is where the moment that you got born again, this is why Gary says there was a new sheriff in town. Homer gives incredible testimony of the night he got it born again. And immediately, if 6 months later, after you say you've been born again, you say, "Well, I didn't know adultery was wrong. I didn't know fornication was wrong." I gotta say, wait a minute. We need to look at your experience. Did the life of Christ really come in, or was it an acknowledgement only of a mental aptitude? And it says, "The law of the Spirit of the life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of" what? "Sin and death." Pastor Dave used to talk about it, and he would say, not only did the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus set us free from the law of sin and death, of sin, but of death. And he would say all the cousins. What's the cousins to death? Well, sin brought forth death, but it not only brought forth spiritual death, but everything that was involved in that spiritual death was sickness, disease, poverty, infirmities of every sort. And so this was John G. Lake's go-to. It was his go-to scripture in praying for the sick. And he believed that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that lived on the inside of you also would permeate your body. And, you know, we believe that it's always the Holy Spirit that does the healing, but he's there in life. And for us who believe as born-again believers, you know, John G. Lake, he's the one that fought so desperately to save people's lives in Africa when the bubonic plague was down there. And I won't go into that whole story again, but one time, you know, they asked him, they said, why is it that you don't get sick? You're working with all these corpses and people are dying and you're praying for these people and you're helping the thousands, I guess, were dying. And his team was burying these people. And not only was he not getting sick, but his team wasn't getting sick. And he said, it's because of the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. They said, what is it? He said, no, I have the life of Christ living in my mortal body. And so that's the thing that we need to see this morning is tap your hand. Say, God's in there. God wants to come out of there. Hallelujah. He wants to not only heal you, but he wants to begin to heal others through you. Hallelujah. And he said to him, he said, I can tell you this. Now, I don't know how this works, and I know, you know, some people question this, and I'm not sure exactly how it worked, but he said, if you'll take some of the froth or the foam from these dying corpses or spittle, whatever, and he said, if you'll put it in my hand, and if you'll let me put my hand under some kind of microscope, I guess he squeezed it under. I don't know how all that worked. But he said, you'll see that these things instantly die. The germs from this plague. And sure enough, they tried it, and they put it in his hand, and instantly the germs begin to die. And they said, what? We don't understand that. And he said, it's because when it comes in contact with the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, instantly they have to die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says this, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Tomorrow morning, you're going to get an opportunity, and I don't know how many of you were. I mean, obviously, and I'm not saying your prayer time has to be in the morning, but sometime tomorrow you're going to get you're going to have an opportunity to make a choice. And the choice is, do I go into God today? Your flesh is going to say, I just want to sleep in, or I'm too busy today. But there is a prince, which I should have found the verse and actually read it, give you a reference, which is your born-again spirit, that should be mounted on the steed of control in your life. And if you'll give heed to that, it'll make, if you make a right choice tomorrow to go into God, it'll make the right choice for the next day a little bit easier. Hallelujah. How much time you spend going into God tomorrow makes it easier to go into God the next day and the next day and the next day. Follow after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, meaning following the born-again Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. How many of you want life and peace on a continual basis? Hallelujah. Because the carnal mind is an enmity against God. For it's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. So then they that are in the flesh, they cannot please God. But this is not like, you know, this is to understand what Paul is talking about here. He's not talking about that you, you say, well, I cussed the cat yesterday. I hope you didn't cuss your cat. We love cats. But you say, Lord, forgive me. And you say, I got in the flesh. Well, that's not what he's talking about here. He's talking about a man of the flesh. that's not yet been born again. But he's saying to us who have been born again, so then they that are of the flesh cannot please God. The world can't please God, but you can please God. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. And if Christ be in you, this is the part I wanted to get to. The body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Hallelujah. You know, your body will, it still will, even though you've been born again, it's created in righteousness and true holiness. If you let it, it will. Somebody said, well, aren't I the righteousness of God in Christ? Yes, but you can still give it permission. Don't give it permission. Hallelujah. We are, can I? No. There is a divine no. Hallelujah. A complete, nope. And don't even let it tantalize you. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Amen. Your body is dead because of sin, but still has the capacity to sin. It will if you let it. This is why praying in tongues is so important, because even though your spirit is righteousness and true holiness, your spirit can get built up. It needs to be built up. You need to have, you know, you can be physically, you can be anemic and weak. And in the same way, you can have a born-again spirit that's going to heaven. It's the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But if it's struggling in this war of flesh and spirit, there's a way to help the flesh, help the spirit. There's a way to build it up so that it's not having to have an incredible war. It's just a, you said it, and the flesh goes, okay, he means it. And I'm just going to, and then the mortification process, which we won't go into, is the dying of the flesh. And then there's the transformation where the flesh actually comes under a place of total dominance and dominion of the spirit. So where the arguments are not even there. Hallelujah. I don't even want the arguments. Hallelujah. Romans 8:11 says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall what? Quicken your mortal bodies. Wait a minute. You said the problem is in the flesh. It's in the, your body will sin if you, but here he says that it will quicken your mortal bodies. Tap your hand again or some part of your arm and say, God's in there. And he'll actually quicken my mortal body. Hallelujah. Now, your flesh will always have the capacity to sin. I'm not saying that it won't. But it can be brought under such a dominance that the quickening, the life of God just oozes from you. Hallelujah. And the body can be sanctified and brought under subjection. 1 Thessalonians says this, chapter 5, verse 22. You can just go ahead and turn over there just so you can see it in your Bible. Not only can your spirit and soul be set aside, your actual physical body, though it always will have the capacity to sin, can be brought under a place of total dominion and sanctification. How do you know? Because the word says here in 1 Thessalonians 5:22, it says, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you, W-H-O-L-L-Y, completely, holy, not holy as, yes, holy, he wants us to be holy, but completely the whole person of you. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, what does it say? Soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is where we're at. Lord, Romans 12:1-2. I want to present my body a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. That you live out of me. That they don't see me. Oh, yeah, they're going to see your personality. But how often do people see the fullness of Christ living through you? Well, he's in there. I know he's in there. But as he transitioned from the holy place into the outer court and to the place where he's living through your body. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10, 19 through 24. Turn there with me. Your natural body, as I said, can be preserved blameless. Hebrews 10, 19 through 24 says this, having, Paul said this, or the writer, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. By a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. I don't know if you guys heard Pastor Jim's message the other day on Friday. It was incredible on baptism. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that is promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. You know, we're supposed to be provoking one another. Not in a way that we offend one another, but through the actions of his life being lived out of us. The word says here that we're to have a boldness to enter into that holiness, that holy place. He's talking about that place of the throne room of heaven. We're able to go there because, Lord, I don't care what I was or even what I was last week or 10 years ago. I have confidence. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you just slip your hands up for a moment? We love you, Jesus. We have boldness, Lord, because of the blood. 1 John 1:9 tells us. It's through your blood. We glorify you, Jesus. I don't know how many of you may want prayer this morning. I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to, let's all stand. I wish if you were, that you could come through the camera and stand here with us if you'd like. But Harry, lead us for a moment. Let's just worship something. Thank you, Jesus. Exalt you, Jesus. to have the guys set the pulpit back here. If you want prayer this morning, if you just believe that there's a virtue from God, not from me, but from God, that'll flow out to you this morning, would you just come and stand across the front? I'm going to have Homer come up and minister with me. And if you need prayer for any reason at all, just come and stand. Just face the front. Hallelujah. We may not ask you exactly what it's about, but you can tell us if you'd like. Just get a straight line. Hallelujah. All the way across. Thank you, Jesus. And you, preachers and elders, come and help me. Help us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's just worship. Harry, just lead it. Just one more time. Let's just magnify God. Holy Spirit, right here. Exactly the direction that you'd have her life to take. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I release your grace over her, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Vunda carese te, yes, sir. Nahaina vundaske diridiete. The enemy's tried to make you, tried to come and bring doubt of the things that God has started in your life. But don't doubt. This isn't you that's doing this. The enemy's brought a war against you. But let the grace of God fill you. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Peace. Your peace, Lord. Hallelujah. This is not your battle. It's His. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The things that you have received, He says, you know, They are real and true. Hold fast to these things, says the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, help him to serve you, Lord. Your grace. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your grace. Your grace. Jesus, whatever he's wanting. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. More of you. More of you, Jesus. We release your grace now. Jesus. Jesus. Kidneys, I command you, be restored now in the name of Jesus. Total restoration in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. And I can Yeah. Father, whatever we can pass over, let it be passed over. In Jesus' name, you see this virtue. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus raise you up physically to the task at hand and what you're having to do presently. May the grace of God be upon you. Strengthen her, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Father, Jesus' name. What she's asking you for right now, you release the power of God in her life. In Jesus' name. Your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I think there's a witness there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ready for more? Hallelujah. I know that you are. Yes. Keeps telling you deep down, listen to that voice. Yes. Yes. I see a shoreline and you're reaching that shoreline. Show you more confidence, more peace, more grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I saw just like the edge waters of water coming up on a beach or a lake. It's like you were right there. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. She's healed. I speak life into these ears in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that which has been given is so holy and precious. We bless her. I say in Jesus' name that the ears are completely healed. And I thank you, Lord, that her speech is perfect. In Jesus' name. You're so perfect. Father, Lord, let his hunger increase. I receive. I pray that not only as I pray that I'll receive with him, Homer, I receive with you. I receive with you. Crucified, God, please.
Yes.
I'm asking you.
Yes.
Father, I'm asking you.
Yes.
With all sincerity. Help us, Father.
Yes.
Abba, please. Jesus. Jesus. This is for, Lord, we're not going to take retreat. No retreat. Totally you, Father. Totally, Lord. No relapse. No retreat. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Ralph saying you feel his strength. Is it different than what you when you first came in here? Totally different from when you first came in. Something's happened. Hallelujah. You're going to get what you want, buddy. You as well. I Hallelujah, Jesus. Everybody got something. Hallelujah. Wave at me if you know that you received something. Hallelujah. That's just a, hallelujah. Well, we appreciate you being with us. It's wonderful. I think this is the 11th or 12th service that I've been in since last Sunday, maybe the 12th. So I love church, but I think I'm going to take a little rest tonight. So hallelujah. Let's all stand and just lift your hands. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you. Magnify you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Sing it to him. Service and you're on a sick bed, or maybe you're not in bed, maybe you're on the couch, maybe you're someplace. I'm specifically just praying for you, as the presence of God has been in here, and somebody just said that they were just instantly ministered to this morning, and we know that everybody got ministered to, but right now, to those that are watching, wherever you're at, whatever is going on in your body, your physical body, you want to be up, sickness is fighting you, something may be crippling. The symptoms. That's not you. The life of God, the law, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus set you free from the law of sin and death. Thank you. I command you, or I command that your body is healed. Body, in the name of Jesus, the penalty has been paid. We believe this, Father. And in Jesus' name, be healed in Jesus' name by His stripes. The physical body now receive life. Be raised up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me know if something happened at home or wherever you're at. I don't know if maybe you're in a hospital someplace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, how many are glad you came to church? Amen. Yes, it was worth the drive, right? Praise God. We love you. 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 Hallelujah. Give somebody a great big warm goodbye for now. I'll see you Wednesday.